Brinley fell out of a dream onto the floor of her bedroom, and the jolt of the cold tiles against her sleep-warmed feet instantly sent her up on tiptoes. Last summer, her dad had gotten 4 truckloads of tile for free. It was free because nobody could sell it, and nobody could sell it because it was so ugly, but that didn't stop him from ripping out all of the carpet and tiling every last inch of the house. Sure, it was easier to keep clean, but tile was cold. She shivered in her nightgown, which was really just one of her dad's old work shirts. She was too old to wear her dad's shirts to bed, she thought vaguely. It was time to get some real pajamas, warm ones. Then again, the shirt had almost no holes in it, and it was so soft. Best of all, it smelled like Dad. And Dad smelled warm. She got back into bed, and then leapt out again when she remembered what had awakened her. The noise. It had been so loud. She dashed down the hall to her father's room and shook him awake in the middle of a snore. Dad, did you hear that? He put his palms to his face and rubbed slowly.
What? What time is it? He said blearily.
Did you hear that? She repeated, more earnestly now that he was actually awake.
Hear what, Brinley?
That noise. It practically shook the house.
What noise? He asked patiently, pushing himself up on one arm and looking around as if to find the source of it. Are you sure you weren't dreaming?
Yes, she said fervently. Then, well, maybe not. I mean, I guess when you're dreaming and a giant gong wakes you, you can't be sure if the gong was in the dream or not.
Exactly, he said, nodding and lying back down.
He was asleep again as quickly as he had awakened. He always did that. Now she was going to be awake all by herself for who knew how long, trying to figure it all out. She hopped onto the end of his bed, crossed her legs, and tried to remember what the sound had been like. Gong was how she had described it, but maybe it was more like a boom, like a cannon maybe. Or was it more like a loud clang? No.